Hello, this is John Hinkle, and this is the podcast Shift for Success. This is a podcast where once a week for about 5 minutes, I share information and inspiration with you that will help you become more successful in all the endeavors that you are attempting in your life. Today, I want to talk about a subject called the busyness trap, what your calendar says about your chances for success. Here's a quote from me. Show me your calendar, and I will show you your priorities. Once upon a time, nothing would put more fear into me than facing an empty calendar. Like most business owners, I thought that having a full calendar every day would lead to accomplishing more and achieving more. Busy meant success. So I used to do something that I bet you do as well. I scheduled each hour of every day with activities that I could check off and feel productive about. But was I productive? I recently pulled out an old calendar book just to see what I accomplished during those busy years. And what became instantly obvious was that I spent a lot of time on trivial matters, meetings that accomplished little, reports that nobody read or followed, and phone calls that went nowhere. That exercise revealed an illuminating fact. I was busy being busy, but I wasn't focused on the right measure of success. Productivity. I knew this intellectually, but rereading my old calendar slapped me in the face with the fact that there is a big difference between being busy and being productive. The differences can be summed up in these three quotes, also from me. Busyness fills your calendar. Productivity fuels your goals. A messy calendar is a list of to-dos. A productive calendar is a list of to-achieves. And finally, a productive calendar does not fill every hour, but every hour it fills are with things that matter. So here's a question for you. Do you have an activity calendar or a productivity calendar? If it's the former, here are 5 discipline steps that I take and you can take every day to make yourself more productive. Number 1, every morning, write the goal you're aiming for at the top of your calendar. Number 2, make a list of everything that comes into your head that could possibly be done today. Number 3, scratch out everything on the list that is trivial. Number 4, scratch out everything on the list that doesn't move you towards your goal. And number 5, focus your day on accomplishing the remaining goal-achieving activities on your list. If you like this article, if you like this podcast, if you like this information, please share it and follow me on LinkedIn. Note that this is a podcast is related to one of my 5 shift principle concepts that men and women around the world are following in order to achieve more and to be more. To learn more about shift principles and how they can help you, visit www.shiftprinciples.com or you can contact me directly at john@shiftprinciples.com. So this is John Hinkle, speaker, life strategist, and founder of Shift Principles, and the author of the best-selling book, Shift, Moving from Where You Are to the Life You Want. Thanks for joining me today. Share this with others if it has helped you, and follow me on LinkedIn, and we will talk with you next week.